Greetings and thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio. I am your host, Lee Dodd. I am very eager to dig into the text before us today. We are picking up in Proverbs chapter 1, and we will look at verses 20 through 23, and I will read God's word now. Wisdom cries aloud in the street, and in the markets she raises her voice. At the head of the noisy streets she cries out. At the entrance of the city gates she speaks. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing, and fools hate knowledge? If you turn at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. That is the reading of God's word, and the text that we will dig into together. I love this segment of the first chapter of Proverbs, because this is the first of many cries or calls of wisdom, which will follow. Wisdom cries aloud in the street. In the market, she raises her voice. This is a beautiful picture of wisdom personified. And what does that mean? Wisdom is given human-like features. We see wisdom here in the text, verse 20, as being a person. Later we will see wisdom referred to as she. So being a female person calling out to hearers in the streets. She will plead with them and reason with them and give promises to them if they would but follow her ways. It is a glorious picture before us, because I have great confidence that the wisdom spoken of throughout the book of Proverbs are actual foreshadowing references to Jesus Christ. So when we see wisdom crying out in the street, we can recall that Jesus Christ stood outside Jerusalem in Luke 19, in Matthew 23, and wept over the city that would not receive his instruction, his gospel, his rebuke. Yes, Jesus Christ today calls aloud to simple ones, to every man, as we'll see in Proverbs 8, to hear, to embrace the gospel, to follow in his ways, to have life. This is the basis in the book of Proverbs of a universal offer of the gospel to all men. Wisdom cries aloud. Think of it. Wisdom is not hidden away somewhere that only a few select men or women could find her. She is in the high places, the marketplace, the busy, noisy city streets, crying aloud that all would hear, that all would turn. She's at the head of the noisy streets. She's at the entrance of the city gates. There is such passion and compassion and yearning in this call. Wisdom pleads with men, using reason, using argumentation to hear and to follow after wisdom. And we see in verses 22 and 23 this reasoning. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will you scoffers delight in scoffing? How long will you fools hate knowledge? And that is what a fool is, one who hates or despises knowledge. We saw that in verse 7 of Proverbs. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Well, if Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 1:24, is the power of God and the wisdom of God, if Christ, the Son of God, according to 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, has come and given us understanding that we may know him who is true, then we need to take heed to the call of wisdom in this text. And look at the blessing or the benefit of it. Verse 23. If you turn at my reproof, if you take heed to my correction, if you embrace my teaching, I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. Wisdom does not stand at a distance and say, hear me or die. Though there is a sense that if we reject wisdom, we will perish in our foolish animosity and rejection of truth. But wisdom says, hear me, and I will come to you, and I will give you understanding. I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will be life to you. This is the blessing of wisdom. And here Solomon uses beautiful language to give personal traits and characteristics, to make wisdom appear to be a person. And I'm telling you, wisdom is a person. Person of Jesus Christ. So look to him, hear him, simple ones, mom, dad, children, all, hear him and follow him.